AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The push for votes intensifies as the presidential campaigns aim toward the first Tuesday in November. AP's Julie Pace looks at the chances for the two major party candidates, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton.
He has to win Florida. He likely has to win Pennsylvania. And then he also has to try to make up ground elsewhere, probably in the Midwest, in states like Michigan and Wisconsin that have traditionally voted Democratic. So this is not an easy lift for him. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has a wide open path to 270. She can take a bunch of different routes.
Trump has released an open letter from 88 retired generals and admirals citing an urgent need for a course correction on national security policy, former top brass endorsing him for president. Clinton's campaign has released a new TV ad in five states, including Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania, trying to undercut Tripp's military support. Trump campaigns today in Virginia and South Carolina. Clinton is in Florida. Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson settles her sex harassment suit against the former head of the network.
According to someone familiar with the terms of the settlement, 21st Century Fox is paying former anchor Gretchen Carlson $20 million. The company also issued a statement of apology. "We regret and apologize for the fact that Gretchen was not treated with the respect and dignity that she and all of our colleagues deserve," it reads. Carlson filed suit in July, charging she'd been demoted and then let go by the network for refusing the sexual advances of then Fox News chief Roger Ailes. He was forced out after an internal investigation turned up numerous similar accusations. Carlson says in a statement she's gratified the company took decisive action. Warren Levinson, New York.
Hurricane Newton has hit Mexico's Baja California Peninsula near Cabo San Lucas. The National Hurricane Center says Newton's top sustained winds are about 90 miles an hour, and it should still be a hurricane when it makes a second landfall on Mexico's northwest coast early tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 19. This is AP Radio News. A string of technical failures forced British Airways to delay more than 150 flights around the world and cancel a handful of others in London. Michelle Pradlove tells KGO-TV in San Francisco her trip back to London could be an adventure.
"I haven't been home for a very long time, so an extra few hours is not going to be that bad for me. But I do have a connection that was going to be in 2 hours, so I'm probably not going to make that."
British Airways problems don't appear to be as severe as what happened to Delta about a month ago when a global shutdown caused it to cancel 2,300 flights, costing it $100 million in lost revenue. Former Stanford University swimmer Brock Turner back in his Ohio hometown. The 21-year-old's six-month sentence for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman sparked a national outcry. Turner registered as a sex offender at the Greene County Sheriff's Office today, 4 days after leaving a California jail after serving about half his term. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.